This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
I am speaking with Elliot Treader, a visiting assistant professor in the Department of Geography at Texas A&M University, one of the few democratic socialists on campus. Elliot, welcome to Touchstone Radio.
Thank you, Srikant.
Let me start by asking a fundamental question. What is democratic socialism?
Democratic socialism is a theory about how society ought to be organized. Good examples of democratic socialism are people like Barbara Ehrenreich. Basically believes that society should be organized along democratic lines, that democracy is the best way to bring about, through democratic political participation, is the best way to bring about the most equitable kinds of changes in society. It believes very much that there are certain kinds of failures within the organization of society by capitalism, and that we move toward a different kind of system. And many of these failures revolve around issues of what are called collective goods, and that society has a right to certain kinds, or people have a right to certain kinds of goods like housing, transportation, healthcare, and that the state should have a very active role in distributing or delivering these kinds of goods to the people.
So what do you think about the political climate of A&M?
The political climate at A&M is very different than where I grew up. When I first arrived at Texas A&M, I was quite shocked by the large presence of the military, the Republican Party, and by particularly religious groups on campus, and how very different this was from where I was from, which is Washington, D.C. I think in some ways, the political climate here has changed remarkably in and around issues of the war. And as the war has gone on, I've noticed more and more and more students concerned about issues of the war. And I think those religious in nature are concerned with issues of peace. Many of those in the military concerned with a continuing presence of the United States in Iraq.
Could you tell us about the challenges that you face as a democratic socialist?
I think that when I first arrived at Texas A&M, I had thought that it would be quite a challenge to connect with students, to think about how to deal with students coming from a very different perspective than many of them had. But over the time that I've been here, I found that many students are interested in connecting. They're interested in hearing what I have to say. Although I'm not very political in my class, or at least not overtly political, I think that many students have been extremely receptive to many of the ideas that I have and find them alternatives. There are two primary ways in which this is done. I think on the one hand, military students are receptive to ideas when I talk about issues of power and issues of how resources are distributed in society and the kinds of issues that accompany the uneven distribution of resources. And I find that a lot of religious students are sympathetic to issues of poverty and social justice that I talk about.
Thank you, Elliot. We were speaking with Elliot Treader, a visiting assistant professor in the Department of Geography in Texas A&M. For Touchstone Radio, this is Srikant Shastri.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KEOS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.